Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
Well, we want to squeeze a couple more songs in before we have to go to Fresh Air with Terry Gross today. Smile, Smile up next with one, and talk about this. Is it off the new one that you're going to do for us today? And
it is, yeah. It's called Truth on Tape. It's the title track, and really it's just about, you know, recording these songs about our breakup and the experience and, you know, losing that relationship and wondering if we're going to be okay.
What kind of tape recorder did you use to record these songs?
Casio.
Yeah, Casio tape recorder.
You don't know about tape recorders. You're too young.
All right. This song is called Truth on Tape.
This is almost permanent. The pain I feel inside since you've been gone. You're filling me with lies. Still the man I was, and I have evidence of love. What went wrong? You can escape when the truth is put on tape. Baby, play it back.
Baby, play it back.
You can escape. Baby, play it back.
Baby, play it back.
This can't be permanent. I've got to leave it all behind. And here I go. The Colorado sky. And I feel so. Baby, play it back.
Baby, play it back.
You can escape when the truth is put on tape. Baby, play it back.
Baby, play it back.
Smile, Smile. It's Ryan and Jency together, and Truth on Tape. It's the title track to their brand new CD on Kirtland Records, as well as Lovely Creatures from Bob Schneider, his latest, and he'll be having a new one coming out in early next year. They're tonight at Outland Live, and doors are at 7 o'clock. And Bob, I kind of want to go back to that. I was reading in the Austin Chronicle one article about being in Austin, and maybe this was earlier on in your career, but how people would hand out stickers and say, go check out this club, go check, you know, this band or that band, whoever you might, whatever band you might have been in at the time.
Right.
But, I mean, around here, some of those stickers, just you see them all over the place. But you said people really go and check these things out, like, whenever you can.
Well, obviously, it's changed now. You know, the way to network is, you know, it's a lot of it's done on the internet now.
Right.
But back in those days, there wasn't any internet. This was like, you know, 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess there was, but I didn't use it. And so you had to generate some interest. So I would just go down to the campus and, you know, just make these cheap stickers, Xerox them, and then just hand them out to people. And it was I found it amazing that if you just give something to somebody, there's this sort of like weird like thing that happens where you've connected with them, and then also they're like, oh, they gave me something, so maybe I'll go check it out or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's the way I built up a following in Austin, just doing it that way. Every time I'd have a new band, I'd do that and mm-hmm. get people fairly quickly coming into the club. Of course, getting them to do repeat business is the trick.
Right. But, well, now, when you're not on tour, you do have the weekly gigs still in Austin, right? At the Saxon?
Yeah, I've been doing a residency at this small club in Austin for over 10 years. And I really just kind of do it for my own benefit. I just play whatever I want. Any new songs that I wrote that week, I really don't pander to the audience at all. Whereas, like, on tour, I'll play songs that people know that are on the record, stuff that people are familiar with. But at those mm-hmm. Saxon Pub shows, you may be familiar with all of the music that I've recorded and not hear a single song mm-hmm. At that show that I've recorded.
And I say the Flyers because, I mean, they're still out here. I still see them around town. And, well, you're well-known in Austin now. So, but if you were to get, say, a little sticker on the where do you go to check out music when you if you're not playing out?
I don't know actually where. I don't know how I come across music.
The internet.
The internet.
We're all spoiled and lazy these days. But you can
but
jump
where do
online.
You go? What site? I mean, how do you? Or I know you're working hard on your own stuff, but
well, Ryan's always listening to Pandora.
I do. I listen to Pandora all the time, and that or Last FM. So I've stumbled on a handful of cool bands, and I think that's the way to go. And then
I think just checking the local concert schedule in town, too.
Uh-huh.
You'll find a lot of, like, smaller bands that are coming through town. I listen to a lot of new music that way.
I think most of the new music, though, that I actually listen to is somebody telling me about it. They're mm-hmm. you got to check out this band.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, I mean, I don't really do a lot of research.
Well, there's so much out there. Right. Like, it's so
and
hard.
Most of it is really bad. I mean, I would say 95% of it is not worth listening to because there's so much of it. It's so easy to do nowadays. There's no real filter. So you can, record all your music on your computer at home for nothing and then put it on the internet, make it available. And there's so much of it and there's no quality control.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, just like the stuff we have to go through to listen to, hopefully find what's best to put on air. And it's a lot of, we get over 200 CDs in a week that people want to,
Right.
to listen to. So it's just, and that's part of the work, which, I love, but it's also, it's stressful because you're never going to get through it all.
It sounds horrible, actually. That sounds like a really bad part of the job.
It's not as bad as it sounds, so let me tell you that. Because I get to listen to you guys, right? Uh-huh. And didn't do this live. So we got, we're kind of going past our time frame here, but I'm going to go ahead and say let's play one more, and let's hear from Smile another one. And I got to go into my other post over here, so thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Really
yeah,
appreciate
thank you.
It.
It was fun.
All right, thanks.
Cool.
What's this last one you're going to do?
This song is called Beg You to Stay.
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 you to stay.
Beg you to stay.
Beg you to stay. Ask me if I'll beg you to stay, and I'll beg you to stay. Beg you to stay.
Beg you to stay.
Beg you to stay.
Beg you to stay.
Ask me if I'll beg you to stay.
Beg you to stay.
Beg you to stay.
Beg you to stay.
Ask me if I'll beg you to stay. And I'll beg you to stay.
Yeah, I sing a lot about love. It's only 'cause I love you so much. I know you didn't mean what you said when you said that you were
moving on away from me.
Oh, baby, don't you wanna believe?
Believe in all the things you can't see.
Why don't you see it in
me? I don't want you to go. I wish you would consider this home. Ask me for